back to the Pete McMurray Show.
My mom never thought this would work out. She was all, once a cheater, always a cheater.
You ever have one of those moments when someone walks up to you at a bar or restaurant and they give you bad news?
What? No.
It happens to me. I'm telling you, folks, I don't know what it is, but certain things happen to me.
Someone walks up to you at a bar and is like, by the way, you have cancer. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. That was my first point. I had a guy that did that about a year and a half ago. Hey, man, how you doing? I got cancer. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to order some pasta.
He told you about his bad news. The way you said it made it seem like you're in a bar and someone gives you bad news, like, Pete, sorry, you're fired, or your kid no. got hurt.
Someone walks up to me and they always feel compelled to tell me bad news. I don't know what it is. So you haven't had that in your life? I know there's never a good place to give bad news. I'm going to give you an example. My wife, Sarah, and I were at a restaurant last weekend.
Okay.
And an old friend we haven't seen in about 6 months walks up to us. Great guy. Like him a lot. I've sent him many texts in the last 6 to 8 months, and he has been slow to respond or hasn't responded. So I knew something was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah and I were sitting at the bar having dinner because, you know, I like sitting at the bar. I can talk to the bartender. I like to get his phone number and have him hold two spots for me just in case.
You are the worst.
So our friend walks up. We hug him, and the first thing out of his mouth is, I don't know if you've heard, but Kath and I are separated and getting a divorce. I'm like, oh, boy, just throw it out there.
Well, he probably felt like, I got to get this out of the way, because what if Pete asks, like, how's the missus? And then there's that awkward, so he was trying to get in front of it.
First of all, his wife's the devil. And I knew that they were going to break up. I mean, super crabby all the time. We'd go out and we'd try to engage her. And she just was one of those people that was always crabby, always mad. You could never please this woman.
Maybe because the relationship wasn't a good fit. I'd be curious to see if she, you know, blooms after this.
Blooms? He looked happy because he said, hey, got to get going. He tells us the bad news. And he's like, oh, got to go. Going to a comedy show. And he left with a date.
Good for him. Well, yeah. Maybe that's the other reason he felt like he had to say it, so that you weren't like, oh, my God, he's cheating on his wife.
Oh, my gosh. He leaves and I turn to my wife. I go, I feel like we're in an episode of Desperate Housewives. She's like, what? Hold on a second. Is this 2006? I said, no. But my point is, with Desperate Housewives, there was always a secret behind the scenes. Everybody's got a secret, don't they?
I mean, is that a secret, though? I don't know.
No, the secret is that their marriage wasn't working and everything seemed to be fine, or I don't know. I mean, people just go about
just because they didn't tell you yet doesn't mean it was a secret.
The running joke in our house is anytime you see someone declaring their undying love for their spouse on social media,
100%.
That relationship is on the outs. That couple's going to break up.
99% of the time.
Why
it's
is
like,
that?
Oh my God. It's because I think it's because you're like trying so hard to cling to something. You know, you're like, maybe if I just like say how much I love this person, my love will come back, or I can ignore all the dysfunction.
I think I've told you this story before. We went to a milestone birthday party and it was a costume party. It was 70s themed. So I dressed as John Travolta.
And, of course.
You know, his disco and the whites, the whole deal. I went to a costume shop. I look great, by the way. I got to find those pictures. But this woman, when she was announced, not kidding, she came in on a white horse to the party. Large horse. She walks in the back door of this party. It's a restaurant on a horse.
That's insane.
And then I said, he made this speech how they were in love. And I'm not kidding. A month later, they separated, broke up.
Yeah.
They
were trying.
Wow, man.
Thought the horse would get the spark back. Didn't.
In the horse in the restaurant? And he may have dropped a few apples on the way out, if you know what I mean.
So many violations.
So many violations. Yeah. Riding in on a white horse.
I guess people don't tell me bad news.
God, I get it all the time.
They do. I just.
Are they telling you at a bar or a restaurant?
Yeah, because that's usually where I'm hanging out with them.
Listen to this bizarre story out of Greece. A woman has filed for divorce after allegedly using artificial intelligence to uncover her husband's supposed affair.
Oh, man.
According to Greek City Times, the woman turned to ChatGPT for a modern take on the ancient practice of reading coffee grounds to predict the future. What is that called? Tassiography? Is that right? Tassiography? I think so. And claims the chat exposed her spouse's infidelity. This is a slippery slope right here. They've been married 12 years. She's a mother of two. The woman reportedly uploaded photos of the leftover patterns in the coffee cups, in her cup and her husband's coffee cup, asking chat to interpret them.
Okay, I thought it was going to be like she input receipts or she had like ChatGPT follow his schedule to see where it's changed.
Nope. What she claims coffee to have grounds. Received was shocking. The AI allegedly suggested her husband was involved with a younger woman intent on breaking up their family. Chat even pointed to a mysterious woman with the initial E as her husband's destined partner.
Oh.
Now remember.
Younger women. You don't want a married man. It's trash.
Remember, everything that comes out of chat isn't true. You got to keep feeding it the information.
Right. We are very early days in this intelligence, and it makes a lot of mistakes.
Her husband said, hey, I'm not cheating. He dismissed the claims, calling them baseless and blaming his wife's fascination with chats and viral trends.
Could you imagine if your wife came up to you and was like, the coffee grounds told me you were cheating on me? Are you high?
Right.
Are you really? This is what you're basing it on?
But he laughed it off. She took it seriously. She asked him to leave, told their kids they were getting a divorce, then served him 2 months later. She is cuckoo.
Well, let's see what the coffee grinds say.
More of the Pete McMurray Show next.